Super Boost, and already had one at home, and now I'm having one at the Vitale.
All right, what's coming up on the show today?
It's a great show. We got Jeffrey Kuhner from Insight Magazine. He's our conservative connection here. Keep it real with Will and Willie. And I'm sure the number one issue, of course, is Ned Lamont beating Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman refusing to get out of the race like that piece of snot that on a suede jacket that you just can't get off. And we're also going to have an author. He's an English guy. His name is Rich Smith. And he and his buddy came over to America, decided to see how many stupid laws they could break. So he wrote a book called You Can Get Arrested for This. Randy Rhodes is going to join us also in the 8 o'clock hour. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, David Spark, who's your buddy. He's a author of The Spark Minute here. He's a Quake technical representative.
He came up with a great way to do a segment with you, as opposed to sitting around and droning on about all things tech that some of us don't understand. He's going to play a little game with you.
Uh-oh.
That he already tested on the boss and I.
Yeah?
And it was pretty fun.
What is it, Tech Smart or something?
No, we'll just have to, you'll just have to keep listening, Will.
We will keep listening. I see Mayor Brown walking in the door right now. We'll both be keeping it real here on 960 The Quick.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. Thanks a lot for listening. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's progressive talk station. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. California in crisis. An in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
California's public education system was once the standard by which other state systems were measured. California's education system today is stressed by conflicting demands, economic limitations, and obstacles inside and outside of the classroom. We all know a successful public education system is not only in the best interest of students, parents, and teachers, but also important to a strong and vibrant economy. California has invested heavily by some standards in its public education system, the state putting up nearly $40 billion for the 2005-2006 fiscal year, yet we rank in the bottom five in test scores.
It's dangerous, in fact, to draw any conclusions about level of spending and test scores, because the amount that you need to spend could go up or down depending on demographics of your student population.
But there are many, many factors to why the education system is flawed. One is mobility, where nearly 20% of children don't start and finish a school year in the same school.
That kind of disruption is going to have a negative effect on a student's learning, regardless of how good the educational program inside the school might be.
And California's student population keeps growing at a phenomenal pace. Our K-12 school system is adding 100,000 students every year, while higher education is experiencing a growth rate of 50,000 to 60,000 annually.
We need to be looking at what's going on in our schools. We need to look at those schools that are successful and translate or transfer those practices into other schools. It doesn't all take more money, but I think clearly the resource issue is a legitimate issue that we need to look at, and we need to try to do what we can to get more resources into schools. But then we also need to look at what's happening outside of schools.
Rick Pratt, once again with California's Infrastructure Coalition. He also says that other infrastructure problems in the state are having a direct impact on the education system.
The more support we get in dealing with some of these out-of-school factors that influence kids' ability to learn, the more likely it is that the cost of education could go down.
In the coming decades, California's education system must whip itself into shape, and this November's big bond issue should help.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52 go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
704 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Mattress Discounters. Pretty light around the Bay Area. No major problems reported on any freeway. There is a stall just reported by CHP to us at 880 northbound before Dixon Landing Road. Don't know if it's blocking, but they put it up there a couple of minutes ago. The metering lights are on. Back up to the 880 overcross. Upper deck into San Francisco. Busy, but fine. Bart's on time. Go into Mattress Discounters today during their pillow top sale. You get a Simmons pillow top for only $588. You also find other select Simmons and Sealy pillow tops on sale and sleep free for a year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 10 minutes from now, this morning's top stories. Now, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Is it a watershed day, or is it just another politics as usual day? Here, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. What did you think?
I thought that the body politic across this nation has finally decided to start electing people based on what they think about the quality of the person with reference to specified issues, rather than simply taking the recommendations of the old party war horses, of the old party organizations, of the old party special interest groups, period. And that goes for every party. For an example, a little notice contest in the state of Michigan and
the
Republican primary between a moderate, rational, reasonable congressman named
Schwartz
versus Wahlberg. Wahlberg is an ordained minister who decided that Mr. Schwartz's views on things like abortion, Mr. Schwartz's views on a number of other issues, were inconsistent with what the representation of that district deserved. In spite of the fact that George Bush was for Mr. Schwartz, and so was the Republican establishment, Mr. Schwartz lost badly in the Republican primary.
There's a lot of money put behind Wahlberg as well.
From all over the nation,
mm-hmm.
A ton of money from all of the traditional conservative evangelical-type operations, from the anti-abortion groups, from the persons who believe in intelligent design, the entire litany. Although Mr. Schwartz was only a first-time congressman.
First time at the age of 67.
Did not have any kind of a track record that would have required him to be cashed out. He was almost like a old-time California Republican. Well, he's now about to become a civilian when it comes December 31st or whenever the Congress finally swears in its new members. He will not be among them. There is, however, a golden opportunity for Democrats now in that particular district. In the state of Georgia, Cynthia McKinney...
Oh, poor baby.
...lost by 18
not
votes.
Not even close.
59-41 to Mr. Johnson, county commissioner of DeKalb County, who ran as a moderate, believe it or not.
Hank Johnson.
Yes, with a considerable amount of crossover Republican support, according to Ms. McKinney's comments last night.
She actually accused Mr. Johnson's supporters of stealing the election.
Well, they did a good job, but they did. You steal it by 19. I heard of people stealing, but not by 19.
Well, she won when it was three people in the first primary. This was the runoff because nobody got 50%, but she won
47.
Yeah, she won by maybe 8-9 points.
No, 47-44.
Oh, it was only 3 points.
Yes.
So this one was a turnaround, losing by 18. Maybe it's the more you hear Cynthia McKinney, the less you like her.
Well, also, when you have a dedicated collection of people trying to oust you, they tend to show up whenever the vote is called, whereas your supporters are rather casual about it. And in this case, she just...
They weren't casual in Connecticut, though.
No.
40% in a primary. That's a pretty good turnout.
That's an incredible. And you moved from Georgia to Connecticut very promptly. I wanted to stop, however, in the great state of Colorado before I got there.
Okay.
In the state of Colorado, there's a real contest between three Democrats in a primary to see who can run against a Republican in what will be considered a bellwether, a district in which the measurements will take place between Democrats and Republicans this fall. A woman named Lamb was scheduled to be the Democratic nominee.
Any relationship?
I don't know if there's any relationship. It's certainly not the wife of the person that I was a student of mine. So I don't know if there's any relationship between them. If so, she probably suffered from some, because he's kind of gone off the scale. Richard Lamb has gone off the scale of late. But she is not doing well and did not do well. The final results are not yet in, but I don't think she'll be the nominee. And that's a movement that literally says what occurred in Connecticut could occur in some of the places to a lesser extent than this nation, because Ned Lamont's victory, his dramatic victory over Joe Lieberman, says that you're now at the stage where you can't trust the teachers being for you, the labor organizations being for you.
It's not enough anymore.
No, the pro-abortion movement being for you. You can't trust any of that as being the combination
pro-choice
of what will win. Yes. Yeah.
You got to stay politically correct.
Pro-choice. You can't. All those numbers don't tally up. I talked yesterday by telephone to Cory Booker. Cory Booker is the young black man who won the mayorship of Newark, New Jersey. And he had gone up to Connecticut over the weekend, surprisingly enough, to work for Joe Lieberman.
Get out of here.
No. And when I heard that, I called him to see what the real take was. And it was consistent with what Clinton had done, consistent with what Chris Dodd had done, consistent with the whole collection of people that had done the same thing on the Democratic side of the aisle. But they did not account for a whole new phenomenon among Democrats, and that is the Internet. The Howard Dean phenomenon of two or three years ago, when, in fact, his campaign was organized and funded almost around the Internet. All of a sudden, the Internet chat operations that became the foundation of Ned Lamont's campaign, that all occurred before Lieberman ever got in gear. Lieberman was in Washington, busily being a U.S. senator.
Didn't even know the starting gun had been shot off.
No clue. He simply saw the polls, and as is traditionally with the polls, a popular figure like Lieberman.
He was way ahead.
Oh, it was a no contest.
So he didn't pay any attention,
No question whatsoever. It stayed that way until it was much too late. I don't even think Lieberman got really engaged until the last month or so.
Yeah.
And by then, the bloggers had so captured the minds and the hearts and the souls of so many Democrats.
I like what they're calling them. Instead of grassroots, they're calling them netroots.
Well, they are netroots.
Yeah.
They literally set a tone. They're almost like the people that kind of elected Mr. Newsom. You recall that Mr. Newsom was in real trouble seeking election in this city in the last month or so. But because he had banked so many absentee ballots. On Election Day, he lost by, I think, like 14,000 votes. But on
to Gonzalez.
But the net-net, he was 24,000 votes ahead. I think Ned Lamont benefited from the net vote because, as the polls so indicated, it is clear that the 13-point spread that was reported 10 days out turned out to be fewer than 4 points in the end. And I think it was simply because Mr. Lieberman became a candidate. Mr. Lieberman became a campaigner. And I think Mr. Lieberman, with a few more days, maybe would have been able to
turn it around.
But now I think Mr. Lieberman sounded like a real spoiled...
We're digesting yesterday's electoral sweep across the country. There were a lot of states that had primaries. This is Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. Willie Brown has... Well, you got all those years, and you've seen so much. You've seen politics go up and down and left and right and in and out. And I'm wondering, is this a national import, the Ned Lamont victory in Connecticut? Does this mean that it's a sea change amongst Democrats? Or my theory, which is the state of Connecticut, the voters, after three terms of listening to Joe Lieberman, finally realized he's annoying.
We're keeping it real here at 960 The Quake. We have some great guests coming up today. Of course, in the first hour, as we normally speak to, in the next segment, Jeffrey Kooner will give us a conservative spin on what happened yesterday. And then later on, Rich Smith, the author, You Can Get Arrested for This. Randy Rhodes will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. And David Spark in the 9 o'clock hour. And more from the mayor. But right now, John Scott is hoarding all the latest news headlines in the studio here on 960 The Quake.
7:15 at 960 The Quake. Traffic at the moment. Stall in the intersection 580 westbound, right at 980 24. It's in what they call the Gore Point, where all the freeways come right together. So it's not blocking. It's something to look at, though. A three-car crash. No lane info from CHP yet. It's on 101 northbound at Ringsdorf from Mountain View. Our forecast today, much warmer inland. It's only supposed to be temporary, the Weather Service promises us. 70s on the coast, 80s around the bay, and up to 100 inland. Here are this morning's headlines, this hour on The Quake.
Early morning BART riders passing through the West Oakland station today were treated to a demonstration by two of the new bomb-sniffing dogs, which have joined the BART Police Department. The agency is adding the three canine detectors with funding provided by the Transportation Security Administration. Now, the agency now has 10 dogs trained to sniff out explosives. But according to a BART spokesman, they could use four times as many. Cost is a key factor. The dogs, like every other part of security for mass transit, cost money. Of the $21 million that BART has spent to improve security, only $10 million has been reimbursed by Homeland Security.
That's the Quake's John Rivers reporting. Mayor Gavin Newsom, who spent a record $5.7 million to get elected in 2003, has finally paid off his old campaign debt, in part by tapping into some donors in New York and Southern California. Now that he's got a zero on the balance sheet, it'll be time to start a new round of fundraising to cover his reelection bid. Recently filed campaign statements show that. Oakland Public Works crews recently put some nice new trash cans in the Diamond District along Fruitvale and MacArthur. The $600 a piece cans were bolted to the sidewalk as part of a beautification project. Now we've learned 60 of them have been unbolted and stolen. City's offering a $500 reward for info on who might have swiped the cans. It's believed the bad guys turned them in for scrap metal. Will and Willie's phone number is 866-960-KQKE. Call them and talk about the issues of the day. Or you can contact us via email. Just go to the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play. All wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first timeout. Although they weren't called timeouts back then. This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew. And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs, to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help with nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at crutchfield.com.
Nine. It's 7:20 in the a.m. here on Wednesday, August 9th. Keep it real with Will and Willie. You're listening to 960 The Quake. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And on the phone we have Jeffrey Kooner from InsightMag.com, Washington Times periodical that shows up. Is it, Jeffrey, is it just on the web?
Yeah, we're strictly internet-based.
Excellent. The new media. And the new media seems to have actually caused a little title change up in Connecticut.
No, it certainly has. We've been predicting this for about at least a couple months. It was obvious from our sources, both in Lieberman camp, and not just in Lieberman's camp, but also in Lamont's camp, that Lamont had a lot of energy, had a lot of money, and more importantly, that the anti-war issue was resonating not just with Democrats, but with a lot of other voters, not just in Connecticut, but across the country. And I think this is what's scaring a lot of establishment Democrats. They could be, people like Hillary Clinton, could be in for a very rude surprise in 2008.
Hey, well, let me ask you, could you alert the good senator that there was such a thing as the internet and that it might play a role in politics similar to what we've called the so-called early voting or the absentee ballot?
Well, you know, I mean, Willie, I mean, I think you make a very good point, which is that Senator Hillary Clinton, and you saw with her husband Bill Clinton, and really all the people that went up the campaign for Lieberman and try to defend him against the Lamont challenge, really are establishment Democrats who I think are profoundly disconnected from the grassroots of the party. I think there's no getting around that fact. And they are people who've been triangulating on the war when it's very, very clear that a lot of supporters in the Democratic Party, and I think across the country, are sickened by the Iraq War. They want to bring the troops home. They sense that something's wrong in Washington. I mean, I think what people are forgetting is, yes, Lamont ran against the war, but he also ran on another very good issue, which is the rise of special interests in Washington and really this sort of corporate plutocracy that's taken over Capitol Hill. And I think those two issues, corruption, out-of-control spending, special interests, along with the war in Iraq, I've been saying it for a while now. I mean, you know, I hate to say it as a conservative, but it's true. I think it's a very strong winning issue for Democrats.
Jeffrey Kuhner is our guest from InsightMag.com. He joins us here almost every Wednesday on 960 The Quake.
Jeffrey, in your magazine, you kind of move to the edge of some falling out between Condoleezza Rice and her patron saint.
And possible paramour?
George Bush. What is that?
Okay, yeah, that's our big cover story this week. I have to tell you, the White House is extremely angry at this story. Not because it's not true. They know it's true. They just don't like the fact that it got out there. Essentially, what's been going on is behind the scenes, you have been having a deep power struggle between Condi Rice and some of the more aggressive neoconservatives, in particular Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld. And it's centered around Israel's war against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Condi Rice, from the beginning, has been urging Israel to exercise self-restraint. She is convinced that the only way out of this is a diplomatic solution. And more importantly, she is convinced that Bush's unequivocal support for Israel is going to isolate the United States in the Middle East and internationally. And she thinks that...
Just when things were going so well, too.
Well, her argument is, I mean, her argument she's been making in cabinet meetings again and again is that when you need the international community in terms of a consensus to rein in Iran, the last thing you want to do is alienate our European allies and especially our Arab partners. Now, on the other side, Cheney and Rumsfeld have been arguing that really Condi is just too soft, she's too weak, she doesn't understand the Middle East, and that what you've got to do is you have to take out Hezbollah and eventually take out Syria. Now, what's interesting is, for the first time in Condi's tenure as Secretary of State, Bush has overruled her. Now, I mean, do I think it's going to lead to a widening rift between them? I don't think so. She's personally very loyal to the president. Their relationship, from everything I hear, is still very close. But I do think it represents a significant blow to Condi's prestige and power within the cabinet. Power is now shifting back to people like Cheney and Rumsfeld, and I think it's going to be interesting as this thing plays itself out the next couple of weeks.
What was the reaction, by the way, in Washington generally, to Rumsfeld's performance where he had the confrontation with Hillary Clinton?
The reaction sort of was... it really wasn't that strong. I think a lot of people look at Rumsfeld as sort of yesterday's man. To me, what is just very surprising about Rumsfeld is Bush just refuses to cut him loose. He was, for the first year, maybe even 2 years into the first Bush term, really the most popular cabinet member in Bush's entourage. And ever since the Iraq War, everybody in this city knows Iraq was really Rumsfeld's baby. Conceptually, it was his baby. He was the one who pushed for light ground troops. He thought this would be a perfect test tube for his ideas of new warfare, and it's really blown up in his face. And he's the one who directly told the president this was going to be a cakewalk. In fact, right to Bush's face, he said the war was going to last 6 to 9 months tops. As he put it, we will just mop up Saddam's forces, and we'll be out of there within 9 months. And the president really has felt in many ways that he was misled by Rumsfeld on that score. So Rumsfeld's star has been declining. What's interesting, though, is now him and Cheney, because of Bush's sympathy to Israel, are now coming back in terms of in favor with Bush. So you may see a second comeback by Don Rumsfeld.
Is Laura Bush surfacing anywhere in any of this?
That's a very good question. Laura Bush is an evangelical, just like Bush is, and most of the evangelicals around Bush, and generally I would say the conservative Christian evangelicals, are staunchly pro-Israel. And so everything that we're hearing is she also very much supports Israel in this, very much supports her husband, and she's also had now, I think, this whole issue has been a point of contention between her and Condi.
Has there been a widening rift between her and Condi and Barbara Bush as well? What's happening to the Bush women?
Okay, that's a very good question. What's interesting is the Israel issue, in fact, is causing serious splits within the Bush family. Barbara Bush, the president's father, especially people around the president's father, people like Brent Scowcroft, who was Bush 41's national security advisor, they are very much for ending this war, demanding a ceasefire, putting pressure on Israel to stop what they consider a disproportionate response. And what people don't realize is Scowcroft in many ways has been Condi Rice's mentor. Personally, they're very close. She has a lot of affection for Brent Scowcroft. So even within the Bush family now, there is a split on this whole Israel-Lebanon war. Everything I'm hearing from the White House is Bush is very committed to giving Israel the time it needs to substantially degrade and damage Hezbollah. And let me just say this to both of you. I think this is something that perhaps is not known from people outside the Beltway, but I have been talking to a lot of Arab ambassadors here in Washington over about the last 3 to 4 days. What they are all telling me is this. They are convinced that what you're seeing now in Lebanon is literally World War IV between the United States and Iran. And that what is going on is that you basically have the United States and Iran fighting a war through proxies, through surrogates. Israel for the United States, Hezbollah for Iran, and eventually they believe Syria will be brought in. And many people in the Middle East are convinced that there is no way to head off an eventual confrontation between a military one between Iran and the United States.
Jeffrey Kuhner, we got 1.5 minutes left.
Sure.
Tell us, what is the national ramifications of Ned Lamont overtaking Joe Lieberman? Is Joe Lieberman going to continue his seeking of the office? Is he going to run as an independent, or will the big-time heavy starkers of the Democratic Party convince him otherwise?
Okay, Lieberman's people have been telling me for about the last 6 to 8 weeks that he is absolutely committed to running as an independent. What they said to me was, you know, in jest, Jesus Christ himself couldn't talk Lieberman out of running for, you know, as an independent. So he's definitely running.
So
I think
Bill
the
Clinton
big winner, though, of all this, I really convinced, is that I think Al Gore is the big winner. Because I think what Ned Lamont has shown is that a strong, progressive, anti-war candidate can defeat any establishment Democrat. And I've been saying this for a while. Al Gore can smash Hillary Clinton in 2008.
Wow. That's an incredible prediction, but I almost must tell you that the conventional wisdom in California is that Al Gore is a candidate equal to Hillary Clinton, at least. And
yeah, no, Willie, I think California's right.
Yeah.
I really do. I think Al Gore should have ran in 2004. I think he would have cleaned Bush's clock.
Thank you for joining us, Jeffrey Kuhner. We always look forward to your insight. And, of course, going to the web and looking up insightmag.com.
My pleasure.
What do you guys think out there? You're the progressive community. What do you think about Lamont beating Lieberman? Do you believe my contention that the voters of Connecticut were just tired of hearing Elmer Fudd represent them for 18 years and they wanted somebody with a real voice? Or do you think this is a watershed moment for the progressive movement in this country? Give us a call here at 866-960-5753. 866-960-5753. We're taking your calls. Or go to quakeradio.com and hit the Contact Us button. And right now, we got some news with the John is in the studio, and he's got all the new news here on 960 The Quake.
7:32 at 960 The Quake. Let's do some traffic before we get to the headlines. In the Crown Ford Traffic Center, brought to us by Kohl's Department Store. Pleasant and rough ride now on 580 westbound at Santa Rita. Three cars have one lane blocked, making a bad commute. Batter 680 southbound before Durham and Fremont. Multi-car crash. Couple of lanes out of service there, and on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge, left lane stall right before the Folsom Street off-ramp, the Fremont off-ramp there. Otherwise, no major problems on any other Bay Area freeways. Big savings are what you'll find this Wednesday, only at Kohl's Big Wednesday. That's today. 40 to 50% on hundreds of Big Wednesday specials throughout the store. But hurry in, it's today only from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. from Kohl's. Expect great things. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. The inland heat is back today, maybe just briefly, says the Weather Service. Clear on the coast, 70s at the beaches to near 100 in the far east and North Bay. And here are the headlines this hour. You heard Will and Willie talking about it with their guest. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman's campaign has already filed the paperwork needed for his run as an independent in the November general election. Lieberman lost yesterday's primary to Ned Lamont. In Georgia, a political expert says that Congressman Cynthia McKinney's career is finished after her runoff primary loss yesterday. Kinney has been known for her 9/11 conspiracy theories and others. Early BART riders coming through the West Oakland station this morning were treated to a demo of two of the new bomb-sniffing dogs, which have joined the BART Police Department. The agency is adding the canine detectors. Funding is provided by the Transportation Security Administration. The move is on to get San Francisco to host the 2016 Olympic Games. The Olympic Committee will visit three cities finalists. That would be Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. The members of that team will be here tomorrow. Home Depot is in talks with the East Palo Alto to build the biggest big box in the country. The company would like to take over a vacant Expo Design Center on Bayshore Road next to an existing Home Depot store. That's in the Gateway 101 Shopping Center. And what they would make out of it? A 220,000-square-foot megastore. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Their phone number is 866-960-KQKE. Email us from the Contact Us link. It's on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
I'm disappointed not just because I lost, but because the old politics of partisan polarization won today.
A lot of folks said it's an impossible dream. But I'll tell you, we succeeded here thanks to you, thanks to the grassroots.
For the sake of our state, our country, and my party, I cannot and will not let that result stand.
For the sake of the state, our country, and our and my party, not to mention my job. He didn't mention that. We're keeping it real with the Will and Willie. It is 7:38 in the morning on August 9th. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. It's always sad to hear a real politician, an office holder, announce that he does not accept the results of the voters. In this business, you've got to accept the results of the voters. If you have a question about whether or not they voted correctly, there's a way to challenge that, and that's usually by saying a recount, or that's by saying some fraud. But the business of saying, because I lost, the voters didn't know what they were doing, and I'm not going to let that stand.
You're supposed to represent them.
Oh, it is totally and completely inconsistent. And every time Joe opens his mouth, and I'm now going to call him Joe. Every time he opens his mouth and utters those words, he's dropping in stature from the perch of a vice presidential nominee to a spoiled brat who lost a fight.
Let's see what the callers think. We have some callers on the air. Teresa in Santa Rosa, you're here on 960 The Quake.
Good morning. I could only vote for a candidate that said, bring the troops home now. There's no other candidate I could vote for.
Well, apparently in Connecticut, there are people of that same attitude, but I've got to tell you, I don't think it was simply the issue of the war. Certainly it was the war that prompted the execution process.
You know, there were a lot of other issues. There was one that you brought up yesterday about the fact that Joe Lieberman said that if you are denied the after-morning pill at one hospital, just go to another hospital. Connecticut has a lot of them. They're not that far away. That was so insensitive that I think he lost a lot of women just based on that one comment.
And in addition thereto, it simply shows you that in any political contest, you had better at the outset take even a lunatic seriously and execute your campaign.
Hey, you take me seriously. I mean, what the hell? Teresa in Santa Rosa, who are you going to vote for in the fall?
Well, you see, there's no way Hillary could ever get my vote for president because she still says take more troops over.
So are you going to vote for John McCain instead?
I couldn't vote for John McCain because of everything he's already done.
I know, but it comes down to, you know, a lesser of two evils at that point.
No, Ralph Nader.
Oh, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Carrie in San Jose. Thank you for joining us, Teresa. Carrie, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Willie, it's Vincent from Napa.
Hey, Vincent from Napa, how you doing?
How's it going? I was just wondering what you guys think. I'm wondering if maybe Lieberman's going to pull more votes from the Republican candidate than from Lamont.
Oh, no. He will not get any votes from the Republican candidates. The Republicans are really a disciplined group, and they don't tend to vote for Democrats, even if there's no Republican in the contest. So, no, Joe Lieberman is going to get... He would have to have Bush come up and campaign on his behalf. He'd have to have Rumsfeld campaign on his behalf. And that doesn't seem to work. It didn't for Swartz up in...
He might give him another kiss. That might help him.
Vincent in Napa, you know what I'm thinking? In Connecticut, the difference between registered Democrats is about 30%, registered Republicans is about 28%, and the rest consider themselves independents. And that's where he's going to get his vote. I mean, it's almost 40% consider themselves independents in Connecticut.
Well, except that in the contest, they ordinarily size up with Lieberman as a Democrat, or they size up with whomever the Democrat happens to be. In this case, Christopher Dodd or one of the other guys. They do so in the same in the governor's race. They don't go for just a plain independent. And I really think that Mr. Lieberman's playing with dynamite when he makes the pronouncements that he makes and evidences an interest in running hard. I don't think the resources will be there to allow him to do it unless there's something I don't know about Mr. Lieberman's finances.
Vincent, who do you get to vote for in November?
Well, I'll tell you what, Al Gore is looking better and better.
Man, we can't hear you, but
well,
keep on calling.
What he said Al Gore is looking better and better and
not
better.
Not this November. He's not going to run in this November.
No.
Thank you for calling us, Vincent.
He didn't allow you to limit him to this November.
I guess
he picked up where that last woman was. She was talking about Hillary and John McCain. He just decided to cut through the chase and let's go straight to 2-8.
We're taking your call. 2-8?
2008.
Oh, 2008. The year 2028. Jeez, you are looking down the road a piece.
I'll be there. Let's get that straight.
We're taking your calls at 866-960-5753. We have Carrie in San Jose. Thank you for hanging on, Miss Carrie.
Hi. Good morning. I'm calling because I do think that the election in Connecticut is a watershed moment. For we progressives who've been waiting for so long for hope. And I think that for the lemmings out there, the people who just follow, and there's a lot of them, that message needs to be hit on daily, all the time.
Which message is that?
That this is a watershed moment and that we can hope for change.
It's still, what, 10 weeks away? The election, the 2006 election? 11 weeks. 11 weeks away. That is a long time in politics.
It is.
Did you send anything back to Connecticut on Ned Lamont's behalf?
You know, I didn't. But I was really surprised that it worked out that he won. I mean, truly surprised.
Well, Will Durst wasn't surprised. Will Durst was pushing on this station virtually full-time to get Ned Lamont in, and I assume that there's probably some relationship between the two of them. It doesn't surprise me you didn't send Mr. Lamont anything either. But thank you for calling.
I don't know if it's a watershed moment. I think it's a snapshot in time. I think that's all this is. And November will be a snapshot. But it's 11 weeks away. We don't know what the snap. Bush has already come up. He was down at 32. He's almost at 40% again.
Yes, he is at 40%. And as Bob Scheer said yesterday, Bush is there because the Democrats have not done a job.
They haven't filled the vacuum.
They have not stepped up to the plate and done the job they need to do. Harry Reid, for an example, has done a marvelous job of tying Dr. Frist down in the Senate. He's stopped him on the estate tax. He stopped him on a whole series of things. But he has not translated to anything nationally for Democrats. There's still, most Democrats would know Harry Reid from Paul Wells if you presented the photograph. They would not be able to tell
them
apart.
There is a little resemblance.
Yeah. No, but I'm only citing the example. It's not like Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson. Everybody would recognize those two guys. And they kind of know what they stand for and where they are. But nobody, in spite of Harry's incredible results that the Senate has done by absolutely knocking off every bad thing the House has attempted to do, orchestrated by Reid, and the votes are always relatively close. He's picked the right fights to engage in. He's even moved people like Hillary Clinton to a position of bring the troops home.
And he's gotten his forces together.
No question. But it hasn't translated into the symbol of Democratic leadership.
And I think they're flying under the radar.
Oh, let me tell you what he should be. At this moment, as we speak, Harry Reid should be in Connecticut, standing next to Ned Lamont, showing the nation of Democrats, going on the internet with Ned Lamont all over this country, and
absolutely acknowledging that tremendous victory and that new thrust for the Democrat Party.
What are you doing? What would Willie do already? That's the next hour. Coming up, we got the burst of Durst. We're also taking your calls at 866-960-5753. Talk to us about Connecticut. Talk to us about Georgia. Talk to us about Michigan. Want to find out what's on your mind. But right now, we're going to find out what's on John Scott's mind. He's got all the new headlines in the studio here on 960 The Quake.
All right, guys, thanks. It's 7:48. Traffic. Stop and go from the Guadalupe Parkway up to Race Street. 280 northbound is where the crash happened. Multi-cars, left lane is blocked. Multi-car crash blocking a couple lanes and keeping you real slow through Fremont on 680 southbound before Durham Road. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. No major problems reported. The inland heat is back. Sunny today. Clear on the coast. 60s. Beaches. 70s. But it could get near 100 easily in the far east of North Bay. Here are the headlines this hour. Israel's security cabinet has approved a wider ground offensive in Lebanon. They say it's going to take 30 more days, and they want to cripple Hezbollah before any ceasefire goes into effect. Hezbollah, for their part, has fired 160 rockets into Israel, and Israeli airstrikes today in Lebanon have killed at least 7 people. It's something that a lot of us take for granted. We all have, most of us, a few sick days. There's a protest and gathering in Union Square this midday, which will focus on that issue. The group is called the Coalition for Paid Sick Days. They want to place legislation on the San Francisco 2006 ballot to provide employer-paid sick days for all workers and all of their families in the city. If the measure is approved by voters, San Francisco will be the first city in the country to mandate this sort of paid sick day. Two energy bar makers, which were in Berkeley, are leaving. Power Bar is moving out. They were recently acquired by food giant Nestle. Now the people that make Cliff Bars are leaving their HQ on 5th Street in Berkeley. They're off to a new location in Alameda. That's pending approval by their city council. Zoning bureaucracy in Berkeley is blamed for the need of Cliff Bar to vacate their current address. Call Will and Willie. Tell them what you think about the news of the day at 866-960-KQKE or email them for the Contact Us link on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52 go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
It's moving season, and there's nothing easier than transferring your Comcast services to your new home. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kids shows, why downgrade to DSL? Installation is free. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out more. You gotta love Cindy Sheehan. She gets it. Along with the Gold Star Families for Peace, she just bought a 5.2-acre spread in Crawford, Texas. Yes, that Crawford, Texas. Just down the road a piece from the President's Ranch. One of the most brush-infested spots on the face of the planet. She's going down again this summer as the buzzing fly of American conscience, drawing attention to the pile of feces regularly distributed from the maw of the 43rd President of the United States vacation sanctum during the month of August. And if Ned Lamont's victory in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate in Connecticut is to be taken as a sign that a turning point has been reached in this country, we got to give credit to Cindy Sheehan for being the traffic cop who installed that red light. We're a big old country, and what with the right-wing spin machine pumping out lie after lie after lie, I'm not surprised it took this long for the country to get it. Unfortunately, some folks like Joe Lieberman still don't. Bemoaning his loss, he tried to explain the differences between the president's view and his view of the war in Iraq, and he still sounds like a recording of Bush played speeded up at 78. Not only does Cindy Sheehan get it, she may actually be the North American distributor of it. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
How tame.
I've been chastised.
How tame.
It wasn't bad.
It was very good.
No, thank you.
As a matter of fact,
I didn't know tame meant good in your lexicon.
Oh, yes, you got to get
the Willie Brown thesaurus.
We should get this off to Cindy Sheehan right away. Because it'll make her day.
Well, it was because she was on the show yesterday, and I thought she was so measured and so she just made sense.
Oh, she could, based on what you just said, she may very well go out and eat a steak tonight.
End her 36-day fast.
That's right,
God, 37. She's
going to
wait. Oh, my God.
37-day fast.
We got a couple of people on the line. They've been calling us at 866-960-5753. Rick in Clayton? You're on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Will, I just wanted to weigh in on the Lamont Lieberman race. I wanted to see where our senators were. And I called Dianne Feinstein's Washington office, and the person I talked to told me that they could not tell me whether or not she'd be endorsing Lamont.
What? I'm sure she will. Oh, I'm sure she
would. But he said to me was that they don't get involved in other Senate races.
Nice punt.
If somebody from her San Francisco office is listening, I hope to call Washington and tell him to get it straight.
I think we should call Mike Nolan and get her in as the punter for the Niners. Thanks for calling, Rick and Clayton. Robert and Gilroy, what's on your mind? You're on 960 The Quake, keeping it real.
Well, you know, the whole thing gets more than anything was Lieberman's refusal to get real on what's going on over there. His continually, oh, everything's going just great, like the president said. We're fed up with hearing that. We know what the truth is.
I love it, the fact that Clayton is in Contra Costa County and Gilroy is down in what? Is that Santa Cruz?
Santa Clara County.
Santa Clara County.
But I live in San Jose.
All right. Now, you're talking about, that's an incredible spread. Joe Lieberman better get it right. Because that must be about 60, 65 miles apart.
Well, I think just as Democrats, you know, it's like somebody said, sometimes I feel like we ought to sue our party for malpractice. We're tired. You know, it's like Yet, Joe Lieberman votes with the 90% of the time, but that other 10% he's voting with a corporate interest.
Yeah.
I mean, we're tired of our representatives putting the screws to us.
Well, he did vote for the bankruptcy bill. Thanks for calling us, Robert.
And the energy bill. And the energy
bill. And the telecommunications bill, but that was Clinton. Thanks for calling. Nisa, you're in Oakland, but we're going to hang on to you because we got to get out of here. There's going to be some news at the top of the hour. We want you to hang on. We want the rest of your calls at 866-960-5753. Is Connecticut a watershed moment? Tell us at 866-960-5753. Coming up, we have Rich Smith. He's the author of You Can Get Arrested for This. And we're taking your calls, or go to the website at quakeradio.com and hit the Contact Us button. This is Keeping It Real. And we are Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals are mission.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. As expected, Israeli security leaders have agreed to widen the ground offensive in Lebanon. Our correspondents in the region say Israeli troops evidently have started ramping up their activities already. CNN's Carl Penhall, entire Lebanon, says it appears the Israelis are trying to gain control of high ground overlooking the city.
Lebanese army intelligence sources believe that this bombardment that's going on now, which comes on the heels of a 48-hour bombardment, it's the continuation of that 48-hour bombardment, is part of a process of softening up what really is a very strategic position.
An Israeli government minister says the intensified military operation should take 30 days. About 900 people on both sides have died in a month of fighting. Most of the Lebanese victims reported to be civilians. Most of the Israelis have been soldiers. The U.S. military says four men have been arrested in Iraq in the kidnapping of American journalist Jill Carroll. She was released in March after being held for 82 days. The military believes she was held near Fallujah. A new poll by Opinion Research Corporation done for CNN shows most Americans want U.S. troops to begin returning home from Iraq. Our polling director, Keating Holland, has some of the numbers.
61% of Americans think we should withdraw some U.S. troops from Iraq by the end of the year, but only a quarter believe that the United States should withdraw all of its troops from Iraq by the end of the year.
The number of people saying they don't support the war has risen steadily in the past couple of years. Ned Lamont beat U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman in Connecticut's Democratic primary for the Senate. Lamont opposes the war, and many political observers say the vote was a referendum on the war. But Lamont says he's more than a one-issue candidate.
First and foremost, I'd like to think I could bring together labor and business and put together a health care plan where we provide health care security for everybody.
Lieberman says he'll try to keep his job by running as an independent in the November elections. A U.S. Army helicopter's gone down west of Baghdad. Four coalition soldiers reported in stable condition. Two others are missing. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education. all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
1-800-700-2629.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
It's 8:04 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's do some traffic. Brought to us by Kohl's Department Store. San Jose's got some stopped traffic because of this crash. 280 northbound of Race Street. Multiple cars involved. Two left lanes blocked. Emergency crews there. It's stopped from the Guadalupe Parkway up to Race Street. Pleasanton, bunch of junk in the lanes. 580 westbound before Hacienda. It's pretty crowded through there. 101 northbound before 880. SUV and a car have one lane blocked. And San Francisco, where it joins with 101. Someone tried to switch lanes too fast. Three-car crash now blocking the left lane. Only at Kohl's Big Wednesday will you find big savings. It's today, 40 to 50% on hundreds of Big Wednesday specials throughout the store. But hurry in. It's today only from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. from Kohl's. Expect great things. Check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. We'll check this morning's top stories in 10 minutes. Now, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, we are keeping it real with Will and Willie live at the Hotel Vitale. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And we're talking about the postmortem of Connecticut. Ned Lamont, the challenger. I think it's a frozen moment in time. I think the internet worked here in Connecticut. It's not going to work in the 7th District in Michigan. It's not going to help the Democrat who's running against Tim Walford. It's not going to help the Democrats in Montana against Conrad Burns. I mean, this is Connecticut. It's a unique state. It's a unique time. And I think the bloggers might have been instrumental in helping all this along. I'm not sure it's going to work in every other place. And I'm not sure the zeitgeist is going to be the same.
I don't think it can be decisive in most jurisdictions, but I do think it is a new source of strength that can be exploited in the political process, and in particular by Democrats. After all, you no longer see that young collection of voters being as enthusiastic at the rallies and things of that nature. You got to reach them in some way. And believe me, if you can tap into the text messaging that goes on among all these young people,
hit them where they live.
That is exactly right. And I think you have to, whether you're in Montana, whether you're in Missouri, whether you're in Texas, there's a collection of people who now live by the text messaging process, who now live by the contacts with Google and AOL and all of the other search engines that are out there. And I think politicians, particularly Democrats, would be well advised to do that. I don't think the evangelicals are doing that, frankly. And no. I don't think evangelicals,
they're not dumb. I think they're going to catch on. Let's see what you have to think. We have Nisa in Oakland. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Yes, Mike.
Mike, actually, I don't have a comment. I have a question for Willie Brown, the mayor. And that is, with all of this good advice about Harry Reid going and being seen with Ned Lamont and pushing and celebrating that and letting them know who he is, too, why isn't the mayor calling the Democratic leadership and suggesting that? I don't understand.
He's got a job.
No, I know that, but
he's got couple of jobs.
I know that too, but at some point, some of us have to continue to do. If I had the connections, I would call if I thought he would listen. But you know, I don't. But I'm doing what I can. So I mean, it's like at this point, we're all in such a desperate situation as a Democratic Party. I know we're not connected, but at some point, we have to be connected and connect to the dots. And the people who have the connections, I believe, should do go that little extra mile. A phone call shouldn't be that difficult for Willie Brown. And I know, and I applaud him for all that he's done and is doing. But at this point, I'm really concerned.
Well, first and foremost, you should know that, yes, I do make those kinds of calls, and I do it with some regularity. I got to tell you, though, that the Democrats and the Democratic leadership is far more conservative in the political execution. I'm not talking about philosophy. I'm talking about political execution. They really do hesitate. They really do try to predetermine what can be marketed rather than their own ideas and their own offer of leadership. They really are desirous of knowing which way the train is headed before they jump out to lend their assistance to they're very few. You know, you got the Barbara Lees of the world, the Maxine Waters of the world, or the Lynn Woosleys of the world, all willing to roll the dice on a particular set of issues, whether it's Barbara Lee with what's happening in the Sudan, or whether it's Maxine and Lynn Woosley on the war in Iraq, or whether it's John Murtha out of Pennsylvania on bringing the troops home. There are just not enough Democrats who are willing to drop the idea that they need to pre-sell and predetermine. They want to go forward on a given issue. When I referenced Harry Reid, I was simply talking about and marveling at his success that is not being acknowledged or is not known by most Democrats. He really did have
a But you think that he should have a higher profile.
I do, but he doesn't have the personality that lends itself to that higher profile. And I think that he is maybe the prototype of that Democrat that's below the radar screen, still kind of doing traditional stuff. I don't know whether or not he uses the internet, but I got to tell you, he's got a great candidate running for the U.S. Senate in the state of Nevada, Jack Carter, who was with us on this program.
I haven't seen any polls. I don't know how he's doing.
I've not seen any polls either, but if they are doing their job, the state of Nevada could be the state of Connecticut for some purposes on the Democratic side of the aisle. So many Californians have now moved up there. The age factor, since there's so many service jobs available, and you don't have to, you know, speak a foreign language to get the service jobs as you do in some places. And it seems to me Harry Reid should turn his attention, in addition to Ned Lamont, he should turn his attention in his own state and maybe have the people discover that Mr. Carter is below the radar screen, but being equally, from an infrastructure standpoint, doing the work that needs to be done to finally win that state and win for the process of making sure we get a new senator from there. Those are the kind of things. And yes, I do make those calls, and I make those calls regularly, and I will continue to make those calls.
And we need
They're
you to
not
press
always
him
heard, though.
To make him make those calls. We're taking your feedback here
on 960 The Quake. It's Keep It Real with Will and Willie. We want you to keep it real with us. Give us a call at 866-960-5753. What does Connecticut teach us? Is it a watershed moment, or is it just a fleeting wisp of a gossamer little tiny
shadow of a whisper of a hint of what may come. We have, you can also talk to us by going to quakeradio.com and clicking on the contact us button. And we have Charles, who contacted us that way, and he said, your analysis of the Connecticut primary and Joe's rejection of the voters' choice made me spit out my coffee laughing. Willie's humor is percolating just below what he is saying. More people need to listen in capitalized letters to him. Now, where's my Kleenex? Laughing out loud. Thank you, Charles.
Let me say to Charles, though, and to everybody else out there, yes, this is a moment of post the primary where people are kind of celebrating and having a good time. I got to tell you, though, that it will be a tragedy unless this is actually translated into Ned Lamont being elected to the U.S. Senate. And at this moment,
what happens if Lieberman beats him in the general?
It will be a major setback. It'll be an affirmation of Mr. Lieberman-style politics. And believe me, it will hurt the Democrats in 2008.
Yeah, but it might get, you know, hidden under the folds of the general election. It's going to be a huge election, November 7th. We're counting down. Tom in Menlo Park, you want to talk about the blogger's influence? You're keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake.
Yeah, I don't think the bloggers actually won this for Ned Lamont. I think that people on the ground actually, Lieberman is Washington Twitter and supported pretty much the entire and I think people
Tom, we're getting every other word. It's interesting.
I'm sorry?
We're getting every other word.
Sorry, I'm on my cell phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, but you're also moving, obviously. Otherwise
yeah, pull over, stand still. Sit down.
All right, try calling us back, will you, please? We'd like to hear your comment.
Yep.
Or hard line, or when you can stop the car without creating a traffic problem.
On the same subject, we have Lisa in Pacifica. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. Lisa? No, Lisa.
Lisa is with the last driver.
I guess she must be going through that new... she must be going over Devil's Slide.
But, you know, I'm really worried, Will, about the celebration that's taken place among the so-called progressives with Ned Lamont's
victory. I think it's too early.
I think it's a mistake to assume that this is anything other than, as you say, a moment.
This is the seventh inning of the 2002 World Series in the sixth game. I mean, it's not time to pop the champagne yet.
Lieberman said in his comments last night that it was only the first half, and he acknowledged that the Lamont people are leading in the first half, but he says Team Connecticut, as symbolized by Joe Lieberman, would come back in the second half and be victorious in this Super Bowl of all U.S. Senate contests.
What an ego.
A major, major ego. But I think he is right. I think it is not, you cannot draw any kind of a permanent message from this particular race. November, draw that message. But until then, keep delivering the message.
We're talking about Connecticut. We're talking about Georgia. I want to get back to Miss Cynthia McKinney and her statements yesterday. I also want to talk about Tom DeLay resigning and a write-in candidate being run by the Republicans in the 22nd District of Texas, something Mr. Brown may have a few comments on. All here, keeping it real with Will and Willie, but right now, John Scott's in the studio with all the headlines here on 960 The Quake.
816. Traffic at the moment. 280 northbound at Race Street. Real messy accident. It's got half the freeway blocked. Emergency crews are there. And you're slow from the Guadalupe Parkway up to that. Mountain View 101 southbound after Ringsdorf. Three-car crash has the lane blocked. And in Hayward on the southbound Nimitz before 92. Three-car crash blocking one lane. Warm inland today, just for a little while. Sunny, clear on the coast, highs from the 70s at the beaches, near 100 in the far east and north bay. Headlines this hour, fighting between Israel and Hezbollah is expected to kick up a couple even more notches. Israel's security cabinet has voted overwhelmingly to send troops deeper into Lebanon. They're doing a major expansion of the ground war. A proposed city ordinance in Sacramento would create a needle purchase program in local pharmacies in an effort to stop the spread of HIV and also hepatitis C. If the Sac City Council votes to move forward and the ordinance is then passed, pharmacies that voluntarily register would be able to sell needles without a prescription. San Francisco does this. 16 counties and 9 cities in the state also have such programs. You've been hearing Will and Willie talk about it this morning as Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman's campaign continues on. They filed the paperwork needed for his run as an independent in November. Lieberman lost yesterday's Democratic Party primary to an anti-war candidate, Ned Lamont. In the next few minutes, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, it's a big mouthful. They're going to create an oil spill from Pacifica to the Marin Headlands. But it's going to be just a fake one. The agency will dump variously covered biodegradable cards in the ocean to represent an oil spill. They're going to run a drill to determine how best to react to and clean up if such a catastrophe was real. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Give them a call, 866-960-KQKE, or email us from the Contact Us link. It's on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services. All for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo, your goals, our mission.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
It's moving season, and there's nothing easier than transferring your Comcast services to your new home. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kids shows, why downgrade to DSL? Installation is free. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.com.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
Our campaign will file the necessary petition with the Connecticut Secretary of State's office so that we can continue this campaign.
That, of course, was Joe Lieberman, and he has to file today, I believe. Today is the filing deadline. We should talk to somebody in the Secretary of State's office of Connecticut. Interesting to see if he can drop out and get his name off the ballot or if he'll be stuck like Tom DeLay. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm Will.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And it's 8:22 a.m. on Wednesday, August 9.
And Tom DeLay is really stuck. But, you know, every day that the matter is not resolved as to who the candidate is,
insurance. One more day.
That is right. And Mr. Lamson may very well be in a position where he's on his way back to Congress.
One down, 14 to go.
That's a net.
Yeah, I know.
You can't count them.
But you got to take them as they come.
Because the primary results surrounding Cynthia McKinney leaves that race open. The Republican could obviously
present
a challenge.
No, that's a safe district, I think.
Well,
just like the one in Michigan is probably a safe district for the Republican who won the conservative.
Well, let's hope not.
Let's hope
that Republican is kind of like those Republicans in Pennsylvania. You recall that they turned out those state legislators who had been entrenched, and they were the liberals or the moderates on the Republican side. They got dumped, and now it appears as if the state house may end up in the hands of Democrats as a result of it.
But the 22nd in Texas is it's very interesting because a write-in campaign. Now, I have a question for you. I have a little trivia question, and this comes from Congressional Quarterly Politics. Who was the last House member to win a general election through a write-in campaign? Happened here in California in 1982.
Ron Packard.
After losing the Republican primary by only a few dozen votes, he declared himself a Republican. Upon taking office, was reelected with ease to 8 more terms. Dale Alford won a write-in campaign in Arkansas as a Democrat in 1958. And Joe Skeen in New Mexico was elected in a similar manner in 1980. And Charlie Wilson, a Democrat from Ohio, won this year's Democratic primary in Ohio's 6th District via a write-in campaign after he failed to meet the signature requirement to earn a place on the ballot.
It's not unusual to have a write-in for that result. The mayor of Washington, D.C., Anthony Williams, failed to get the sufficient number of signatures to get on the ballot, and he, too, got in by way of a write-in campaign. So it's not unusual to get on the ballot through a write-in. It's extraordinarily unusual
to win a general election.
Yeah, win a general election. And so when you think in terms of a Republican winning in that district that Tom DeLay has, you've got to start with is Texas. And if Bush is an example, they're not going to be a whole lot of write-ins. down there.
They don't carry their own pens. They have people for that. Yes. In the 20s, in Sugarland, that's Enron country. That's where all the Enron executives. That's like saying Grosse Pointe in Michigan. That's where all the auto executives ended up living in their McMansion. No, not even mansions. And Sugarland is the same way.
Well, but also in Texas, little noticed decision by the court requiring realignment of a particular district because it had been determined that Tom DeLay's line drawing created a problem for Hispanics.
Representation.
No question. And when the lines were redrawn, you take a look at the map from last week.
So instead of 5 Republican districts, it ends up being
3. And it puts, frankly, the Republican districts at risk. Now that the Democrats are going to dominate.
3 down, 12 to go.
So you're looking at some
somebody's
real prospects.
Making the same kind of arithmetic that I am.
Our name is Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, and Christine.
Did you see her in cowboy boots the other
No.
day?
No.
She was in one of those Midwestern places where cowboy boots are appropriate.
With the emphasis on the West?
She had on cowboy boots. But it had a congressional seal.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, on the front of the boots. But she looked terrific.
Those must have been handmade for her.
She had on jeans, but not the pre-wash like I have. They call them pre-wash, but they're just old. I call them pre-wash.
I have yet to see you in jeans.
Oh, you should have.
I've been working with you for 8 months. I have yet to see you in jeans.
I had on jeans last night.
Yeah, but not to the show.
No, but it was not the show. But I was.
I'm not wandering around your house seeing you putter around and cleaning the toilet on your hands and knees in your jeans.
I was at a restaurant called Myth last night. I had an open collar shirt. I had on a blue blazer. I had on jeans and a pair of boots.
And believe me, you know.
Well, I wish you had called. I would have loved the photo. Willie Brown in jeans.
Oh, you'll see me in jeans.
Yeah, it's
jeans
like a slug in a salt flat.
They're from Wilkes Fashion Store. PRPS jeans.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. They weren't the $37 jeans I get at the Gap.
No, those are 501s.
No, not the Gap. The Gap doesn't sell 501s. No, that's Levi's. Levi's sell 501s.
Yeah.
I used to get 510s, I think. Those were the straight leg with a zipper. I was never good with those damn buttons.
My jeans have buttons on them. And they're the old fashioned. And the pockets on the inside.
Because sometimes I needed to take those things off real fast or put them on real fast.
Well, but I mean, I don't know why you wait so long. You ought to take a stop, you know, just on a regular basis.
Oh, you drink a 12 pack of beer. You never know when you have to go.
Take your dog for a walk and go.
We're taking your calls here on the Quake. Keep it real with Will and Willie, 866-960-5753. We're talking about Connecticut. We're talking about Texas. We're talking about every state in the union. It was a big primary yesterday. And it seems to energize the Democratic Party. It also has energized the right-wing talk show hosts who think that they're going to be able to use this to portray the Democratic Party once again as the loopy left, the cut-and-run Democrats.
They must be having all kinds of trouble, though, because just as you do your analysis of what could happen in the fall, they're doing the same thing.
Yeah, they must. Everybody's got a little one of those counters up there, and they're going back and forth with the little 15 here, 14 there.
But you can
around.
Count on the right-wing talk show host guys to really, really put the spin on it, consistent with whatever the party line is. Whatever Fox decides the party line is, that except for Jack Bauer, that's what they're going to do.
But we have no party line.
Did you see? No,
we're weird progressives, aren't we? Because we kind of like we kind of yell at the progressive movement sometimes.
Well, you have to, and you should. I got to tell you though that Mel Gibson must be feeling really badly this morning. Ordinarily, when a superstar like Mel Gibson says, "I'm endorsing you and I will come to your fundraiser," you jump at the chance. Well, Tom McClintock had a letter that was sent out inviting people to an event in which Mel Gibson was going to be his celebrity. Yesterday, he sent Mel a letter, uninvited Mel.
Oh, jeez. What is that, 2 weeks late? He finally figured it out 2 weeks later? A staffer, he has one staffer who's keeping track of popular culture?
Can you imagine how Mel Gibson must feel this morning?
Tom McClintock!
Yeah. Who asked me to do that anyway? So Garamendi is now going to get a new voter. Mel Gibson is going to vote for Garamendi.
I bet he does. We're taking your calls. We're taking your comments here at 866-960-5753. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. That number, again, is 866-960-KQKE. We are the Quake. We have an email from Carolyn Weisberg. You can contact us, too, by going to Quake Radio and hitting quakeradio.com and hitting the Contact Us button. Here's her statement. We're going to use this as kind of a little teaser because we have three people online waiting for your calls. Our only hope, a coalition of Jewish Democrats asked Lieberman to face it. He was not a victim of anti-Semitism. He was a victim of, at best, changing attitudes. At worst, his own arrogance! Exclamation mark. While I am not Jewish, I am married into a wonderful Jewish family. Not one of them supports Lieberman. They are disgusted with the support of Bush and civil rights problems. I didn't know he had any claims of anti-Semitism.
No, nobody said that, not to my knowledge.
We'll find out more with your calls. We'll find out what you think. Here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. We got Randy Rhodes coming up in the next half hour. But right now, we're going back to the studio with John Scott and all the new news here at 960 The Quake.
8:31 at 960 The Quake in the Crown 4 Traffic Center. Let's do some traffic. Brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. We got a mess on the Bay Bridge. Upper deck right before Treasure Island. 4-car crash. So you got one lane blocked now, so it'll be crawling on the incline. Metering lights, of course, are on. The backup is now increasing. Multi-car crash. Been there for a while on 280 northbound at Race Street. Blocking the two left lanes. Emergency crews are there. Big savings are what you'll find today. Only at Kohl's Big Wednesday. 40 to 50% savings on hundreds of Big Wednesday specials throughout the store. But hurry in. It's today only. Starts now until 10 p.m. at Kohl's. Expect great things. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit QuakeRadio.com. It's going to be toasty one inland today. Sunny, clear on the coast. 70s to places like Pacifica to near 100 and places like Antioch today. Here are this morning's headlines.
Early morning BART riders passing through the West Oakland station today were treated to a demonstration by two of the new bomb-sniffing dogs, which have joined the BART Police Department. The agency is adding the three canine detectors with funding provided by the Transportation Security Administration. Now, the agency now has 10 dogs trained to sniff out explosives, but according to a BART spokesman, they could use four times as many. Cost is a key factor. The dogs, like every other part of security for mass transit, cost money. Of the $21 million that BART has spent to improve security, only $10 million has been reimbursed by Homeland Security.
That's the Quake's John Rivers reporting. Mayor Gavin Newsom has just cleared up a $5.7 million campaign debt. He tapped into some donors in New York and Southern California to clear his balance sheet, and the campaign will start a new round of fundraising to cover his re-election bid. And they just filed campaign statements to back that up. Oakland Public Works crews tried to do a nice thing in the Diamond District of the city along Fruitvale and MacArthur. They bought these $600 garbage cans. Nice looking, bolted them to the sidewalk as part of a beautification project. Now we've learned that 60 of them have been unbolted and stolen. Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman's campaign has filed his paperwork for his run as an independent. You've heard Will and Willie talk about it throughout the morning. Lieberman lost yesterday's Democratic primary to anti-Iraq war candidate Ned Lamont. In Georgia, a political expert says Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney's career is over after her runoff primary loss yesterday. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. They're waiting for your call. 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us link. You can find it on the homepage of QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play. All wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52- Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, Service and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Hey there, Mr. Chipmunk.
Oh, hey, Ranger. What are you doing?
Some people left a fire burning. I was just putting it out.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I hate that. If you start a fire, you put it out. I'm a chipmunk, and I understand that.
You sound angry.
I am angry. People are being careless.
I know, but...
But what?
But let go of my leg.
Oh, sorry.
You start a fire, you put it out. A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I'd like to see the Democrats united here in Connecticut. We go forward. I want us to present a bold and clear and constructive alternative to the Bush agenda.
I don't want these folks to take over my party or American politics.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, coming at you live from under the shadow of the Bay Bridge at the corner of the Embarcadero Mission Street here at the Hotel Vitale. And that was Ned Lamont and Joe Lieberman. And I think, just on the basis of their voices, I would have picked Ned Lamont. I mean, I'm tired of a guy who sounds like Elmer Fudd and looks like Elf's dad representing the Democratic Party.
But again, as I said earlier, the comments that Joe Lieberman makes really are disturbing. He says, I don't want these people taking over my party. What is he talking about? Primaries are for the purpose of determining the
who
party
the people
choice.
Are, yes.
That is right. The party choice. That's what it's about. That's all it's about. And to say that because you didn't win the primary, somehow the people who voted for the...
They were confused.
that they're not really Democrats.
Before
you're
we go
the
to
true Democrat.
Before we go to Randy Rhodes, let's go to Anna in Santa Rosa. Anna, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake.
Hi. I'd just like to comment that I'm really glad that the voters of Connecticut decided to vote an established person out for, you know, a person that actually might represent them, which Joe Lieberman, I don't think. He represented corporate America. He did not represent most of his constituents. And I think we have a similar problem here in California with Dianne Feinstein. And I'd like to see her voted out.
Well, not this time.
Well.
You would not like to see the Republican opponent of hers. I served with him, Mr. Mountjoy. And believe me, if you think Lieberman is bad, meet the incarnation of Bush. His name is Mountjoy. So you don't want Dianne losing this time, as Will says. I think if it was a primary fight, that's a different story.
If there was a credible candidate going up against her.
Democratic primary occurred
June 6th.
2 months ago. Yeah. So you are past that time.
I don't get this. People who don't want a progressive, and she is a progressive. Yes, sometimes she votes with corporations. Randy Rhodes, you are on our station. You are on all across Air America, this lovely country of ours. Have you seen, welcome to our show. Welcome to Keeping It Real.
Good morning, Willie.
Thanks for joining
good
us.
Good morning, Randy.
Hi.
Was it a sea change in Connecticut, or was it just a frozen moment in a shifting wave, a shifting tide?
Joe Mentum with you on a good-looking Wednesday. More
Joe
like
Mentum.
No Mentum, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, he came within 4 points. He was 13 points down.
I know, but, you know, he's a real, real, real Democrat, and that's why even in, you know, this morning he's an independent.
as of the day he's going to become an independent, but I think he's unwilling to accept the decision of the party.
It's when you the arrogance of power, you guys. I mean, he's entrenched in it. He just... You know, he just can't imagine Hadassah having to use a public toilet. Seriously, you know what's really, honestly, you know what's really beautiful about this? When Joe ran against Lowell Weicker 18 years ago, the whole campaign was, Lowell Weicker's been in power, entrenched in power for 18 years. It's time for a change. And that's exactly what happened.
No, was it? Was Weicker? Was Weicker in there for three terms too?
Yeah, 18 years.
Hoist on your own petard.
Isn't that amazing?
I love Shakespearean turnarounds. Our guest is Randy Rhodes. She's joining us here on 960 The Quake. You can normally hear her between the hours of 4 and 8 p.m. every day here on KQKE.
Randy, did you hear that the Republicans are already talking about trying to switch their candidate and put in a more serious Republican candidate than this Schlesinger guy that is not significant at all?
What's a serious Republican candidate? Kill, 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 kill,
no,
kill.
No. I think
he has an extra kill at the end?
No. I think they're talking about someone who can garner the resources that would make the Republican candidate competitive in Connecticut.
Money. We're talking about money.
Big money.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know what the Republicans are going to run on if they had, $1 billion to throw behind a candidate. I mean, everything they've done, they've made a mess, and every time they make a mess, their president goes and clears brush. I mean, what are you going to do with that? You know, don't you think Bush should have ranch hands clearing the brush for him?
That is the most brush-infested ranch.
I don't understand it. I think he runs his ranch the way he runs the Iraq War. He goes, like, to the North 40, clears the brush there, leaves, the brush grows back, and then he has to go back next year and do it again.
Well, you remember Laura Bush's line about him. George Bush never meant a problem he didn't want to fix with a chainsaw.
Well, here's a new one. Let's put this in her mouth. Well, he clears brush because it's the only wood he'll ever see.
Randy, what's coming up on your show today?
Oh, I'm just going to congratulate Connecticut, really. I'm playing the same sort of clips you're playing. I think it's important that people hear the difference between a real Democrat, Joe Lieberman, now an independent. Somebody should call Bernie Sanders. I think I might do this afternoon. I don't know if I'll get a response because they're on vacation. But, you know, Bernie Sanders is an independent from Vermont. And now he's got Lieberman in his party. I don't think so. I don't think Bernie's going to be thrilled about campaigning with Joe.
He's going to distance himself from the only other member of his party.
I know. It's hysterical.
That's what it means to be an independent. What's going on in the Middle East from your perspective, Randy?
Oh, it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. This could have been a win-win, you know, really. Could have been an opportunity for Hezbollah to, say, okay, the military faction's going to lay down its weapons now, and we're all going to become part of the electoral process like a lot of Hezbollah people did. Occupation's over, give us back our guys, we'll give you back your guys, and let's get about the business of building things, which is what, Lebanon was doing. And it just, I don't know, it's just another one of those neocon perpetual war things where they go after civilians. I think there's like a million people out of their homes displaced. You don't have any aid getting through to them. Why would anybody want to create more hatred in the Middle East, especially Lebanon? I don't get it. Lebanon was a young democracy. Beirut is the Paris of the Middle East. I don't see what's the upside of destroying it. I don't really understand what's going on unless, you read the neocon plan for it, which was written in 96 by the same people that wrote for the PNAC. I mean, it was the same Wolfowitz and Pearl. It was the same Cheney. And they handed it to Benjamin Netanyahu in 1996 for the Likud party. And it was called Clean Break. And
yes,
what the Clean Break was with the peace process. No, that's not funny. I mean, that's...
Clean break with peace.
That's really what it was, and I found a book about it. And it was a really good book. It's called Clean Break Damage Assessment, and it was written years ago. And it looks at every angle. It's there's essays from the Israeli side, from the Lebanese side, from the Syrian side, from the Iranian side. And they all say, you do this, and there's going to be so much hatred for Israel and the United States that no one can even imagine anybody would try it. So I don't know. I mean,
so guess who? Donald Rumsfeld thought he could get away with it. They're juggling nitroglycerin on a bed full of nails.
I swear. Will, you're so freaking good.
Randy, we love you, lady.
I love you, too, also. I love you very much.
Oh, Peshaw, you take care, and we'll talk to you next week, I hope.
Oh, okay, that sounds cool.
But we'll listen to your show today, 4 to 8 p.m.
I'm listening to yours online.
Oh, we're having fun.
I know.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're taking your calls. 866-960-5753. 866-960-KQKE. Here. But over there, in the studio, John Scott has all the latest headlines on 960 The Quake.
The Dog Walker.
If you love your dog, you have to see this movie.
You have to see this movie.
It's got drama, it's got humor, amazing performances. It's got everything.
Two paws up. This is a great indie flick.
The Dog Walker. In a limited Bay Area run starting Friday, August 11. Check your local listings or go to www.thedogwalkerfilm.com.
It's like a date movie for dog owners.
No pirates, no car crashes. Go see The Dog Walker.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play. All wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Knowledge is power and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
ACLU. So you get the same quality service you get with any other cell phone carrier. You get a nationwide network and a wide selection of phones and plans starting at just $29.99.
That's Working Assets Wireless.
To join, just call 866-WA-SWITCH or go to quakeradio.com and click on the Working Assets banner ad. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Smith, how's my new building coming along?
It's almost finished, sir. We just have a few problems.
Problems? Did you call General Steel like I told you?
No, sir. I went online to get a building cheap.
You went on the internet to buy my commercial building? What do you know about these people?
Well,
Smith, didn't I tell you that a pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save me up to half the cost and half the time of similar conventional construction?
Well...
Well, that the General gives you a 50-year warranty and that their project managers will help us design the building we need.
No, sir.
Smith... I told you to call the General because I wanted the quality of General Steel as well as the savings. This business is too important to me to buy my building just anywhere. Here, call this number.
Who's this?
The unemployment office. You're gonna need them.
Get the space you need and save up to half the cost and half the time of conventional construction. For free information, call General Steel, 800-600-4850. Be sure to ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Call 800-600-4850. 800-600-4850.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask the mayor a question of local, national, or international import. And every day he digs deep into that well of wisdom and sagacity that his years of public service have invested him with. In a little segment we call What Would Willie Do? Today's question, of course, Ned Lamont, Connecticut, Joe Lieberman. How do you talk a respected, semi-power-mad politician to do something for the good of the party? What carrot can you dangle in front of this three-term incumbent that would sway him to do the right thing? What would Willie do?
I don't think there's any carrot you could dangle in front of Joe Lieberman to get him to step aside and obey the results of the party primary. I think what has to occur is Democrats in Connecticut and nationwide and other interested people, particularly the independents in Connecticut, have to set themselves up in such a way that they make this race a cause, and it must be one that stamps the party choice as being the correct person to vote for in November. And if they do that, then they will appropriately retire Joe to the sidelines where the primary voters have directed him. I would spend my time trying to enhance the campaign of the man who won, not worry about Joe Lieberman and trying to talk him out.
That's what would Willie do. You don't think that Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi can go to him and say, we want to scrape off the gray of that graybeard eminence of yours and help us in other races and put you as a point man and use all the wiles that you have learned for the good of the party, something?
I was never successful at talking people out of running for public office. Those of us who have been smitten with that bug, we've been somehow, it's gotten into our genes. You can't get it out. Only the voters can get it out. It's like, you know, those movies, The Exorcist. The only person that can get rid of the demons is one person. And so in this case, the one person would be the voters. And Mr. Lieberman should obey the verdict of the voters, and come November, let's hope he does.
Well, right now the polls actually show him leading Lamont and this disposable Republican. I imagine the Republicans didn't think that they had a shot against Lieberman, so they didn't put anybody up. They probably did not anticipate this renegade, this vengeful upstart, young businessman named Lamont.
They were in the same position as Lieberman in terms of their thought processes when they said to whomever this token Republican is, it's okay
Yeah, fine, whatever.
They are actually discussing trying to replace that.
So I guess they can do that in Connecticut.
So the Republicans are constantly into substituting candidates. I mean, they get to this business where it's almost like a football team or a basketball team. The substitute.
The sixth man.
That's right. Because as important as the starters. And in this case, they're trying to figure out how to
got somebody in there that might be able to attract voters who are on the side of the so-called moderate to independent. And believe me, Ned Lamont should want them to do that, because to the extent that somebody else
siphon off the right wingers,
that is right. He's going to get the Democratic vote. I don't care what Lieberman does. Ned Lamont is going to get the Democrats in Connecticut to vote for him. And if the Democratic Party nationwide, from Brother Dean on down, and from the congressional delegation at the U.S. Senate level, in this case it would be Reed on down, if they do their job, they can freeze the Democrats and litter compartmentize them for Ned Lamont. And if they do that, of course you would welcome an enthusiastic Republican candidate taking the Republican votes as well as some of the independents. And if that happens, then there would be consideration in November to utilize the services of Joe Lieberman. Maybe you could make him the next envoy for the Bush people to the Middle East.
Leading the charge, wearing a flak jacket.
Yes.
We got time for one call. Frank in Half Moon Bay. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Quickly, if you can, sir.
Absolutely. Will and Willie, great to hear you guys. I listen every morning.
Oh, thank you, man.
And Will, Half Moon Bay loves you from your fundraising with the Boys and Girls Club. One quick thing. George Bush kissing Joan Lieberman, I think, was a kiss of death.
It certainly proved to be a great
tool. Put it on a button, yeah.
Yeah, it proved to be a great tool. It said all that needed to be said. And that's where I think, Will Durst, Joe Lieberman has a better shot of getting an appointment from Bush than he does from Harry Reid.
Official
Nancy
kissa.
Pelosi and Howard Dean.
Yeah, he can be his taster, his food taster.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're taking your calls, 866-960-5753 on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Israel has decided to expand its military campaign in Lebanon. CNN's Carl Penhall, entire Lebanon, says humanitarian groups are preparing for what they expect to be an Israeli assault on the city.
I've been talking to the Doctors Without Borders aid group, for example, and they're refitting a clinic in one of the hospitals in the west of the city, and they believe that in the event of some kind of ground offensive,